Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, July 21st, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks, so please donate what you can. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. You can use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page. You could call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you could mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And I have with me today my regular Thursday co-host, a Dutch researcher broadcasting out of France, Mr. Wilhelm Belderhof. Hello, Wilhelm.
Hello, Richard. Hello, listeners from RBN. Hello, RBN. Good to be back, as always, with you. So we are continuing. Greetings from the very hot France. It's 40 degrees, something like that, since quite some time. But good to be back, as always.
Yes, yes. It's good to have you here, as always. I don't know what to say. I mean, our cherished dear leader, President Biden. I mean, it turns out that just this morning, breaking news, President Biden tests positive for COVID. I don't know what we'll do without his leadership, Wilhelm. I'm really scared now.
Well, I think it doesn't really matter at all, actually, who is the leader and what he's doing and what play is being played. Good guy, bad guy, lunatic, dementia guy who's completely controlled overtly, you know. It doesn't matter at all, actually. It's just a waste of energy to put any focus on this pathetic theater, really, what's going on like there. But it's used for the masses, and many people fall for it. So many people, when they see he's being infected with COVID or positive for COVID, that will give more momentum to this insane agenda for more control, because most of the hypnotized masses fall for this. They have their idols, they have their saviors, whether it's Biden or Trump or Putin or all these people in this who are part of this play. You know, it doesn't matter. So whatever happens to them, they take it seriously to some sort of certain degree. And but the masses definitely fall for it. So if their leader and more people fall for this, more people are now need a leader because more people are in fear and more dependent on the state. So they turn more to the state. So whatever happens in that part of the play, they just take it as seriously. So whether we take this as absurd or irrelevant, it's not really, that's by itself not really relevant in a certain way.
Yes, yes, I completely agree. For all we know, you know, he could be in further cognitive decline due to his advancing age. He's already had so many embarrassing moments when trying to speak or even interact with others at so many functions. This could just be a way to stop having him embarrass them as their current puppet in isolation for COVID, and it's a good cover story. But of course, it keeps the fear going over in Europe, where you are, as well as where I am here in the United States. The fear level for COVID is waning. And this is all about the psychological operations overlapping. Well, I'm starting to agree with you more and more that that's really where you need to keep your focus as a researcher like we are. And it seems like, yes, they wanted to shift to the climate change. They're still trying to do that, but they're not easily shifting while people are in this state of disarray. The emotional a connection for most people is just not there, especially globally, especially if you look beyond the West. But the fear of pandemics, you know, the Asian world, the African world, you can get fear of that in them, but not you better go recycle or you better not use fossil fuels. You know, you can't. It seems like a lot of the world, especially in the non-white world, that isn't working very well. They like this. Economically, they're already winning. You know, the 0.001% or whatever you call it against the masses economically will. I see this as a bonus. Anything they can achieve psychologically with the pandemics, or anything that they can achieve with the climate propaganda. But
The climate propaganda is just next level. The COVID propaganda was already by itself sort of masterpiece and just remarkable psychological operation, which succeeded very, very, very efficiently and very well, actually, to a certain degree, although there's really much awakening to that degree. But the whole climate manipulation, climate change, is a deeper one. It's a bigger one. It's more wild-scaled. And also that has to do with, of course, also with like COVID, but more even, we're connected with nature, we're connected with the weather, and we react with our more even, because we're in a sort of sphere state, with our five-sensical construct through what we're experiencing with nature and the weather. And now people just instantly respond to what's happening. I mean, that's another level of manipulation, which we already said for a decade and more, even when we were alerting about geoengineering and weather manipulation and climate manipulation and the climate agenda, all this stuff. But that seems to be to the background to a certain degree. I think this is an impossible hurdle to take concerning trying to wake people to climate manipulation, because people sense directly that it's very hot and it's very dry, and they see and they watch television, so they see the devastation with the fires and with the droughts and the rivers completely dried up here in Europe and abroad, and flooding. So that's just more reason to take distance from this, because that's just impossible to convince people that there's a manipulative aspect into this agenda. And then there will be more agendas, so I think this climate thing and the whole LGBTQ virus is also spreading very rapidly. If I see what's happening, you have these events in Holland, for instance, there's a four-day, very traditional four-day walk from 50 kilometers per day, and it's a four-day walk, the army walks, and a lot of people, like hundreds of thousands of people, walk with that event. And now it's just riddled with this LGBTQ stuff, pride flags, and I think like 70-80% is just going along with it. But of course, that's the television. I don't know if I'm there, because I know also a lot of people are completely fed up with it. But yeah, it's the psychological manipulation is just absolutely remarkable and very successful. I agree with you. I think these people, if there are some people, I think a lot of people just operate not consciously. They're not in a control room, if there's a control room, but they just operate through their personal deficiencies, or just their sense of false sense of self, and then they just move along with this agenda, because it's a very ego based driven agenda, and everybody who's more centered with their false self, sense of ego, and this five-sensical illusionary construct with a sort of messianic ideas that there is some savior, or there's going to be a savior, whatever it is bound to just help with this agenda. So I think there's a lot of inorganic dynamic as well, apart from some people who might control it, which is just alchemical sorcerers might be there, who try to steer this in a certain direction for certain reasons, whether religious or ego-driven.
Yes. Just quickly on the economic topic, the U.S. Treasury just published a working paper pushing for central bank digital currency. Oh, imagine that. To counter bank runs. Maybe they're looking at the bank runs over in China and they want to get ahead of the game. So they're actually, trying to start selling people on this. The Office for Financial Research is an independent bureau within the United States Department of Treasury, which was formed in response to the financial crisis of 2007-2008 and the subsequent Great Recession that ensued. The OFR is responsible for collecting financial data and making recommendations to the Treasury's Financial Stability Oversight Council based on that data, who then responds to emerging risks to the stability of the United States financial system. So, you know, the Federal Reserve's scam, you know, keep it going. Watch out for threats to it, of course. I noticed with Biden getting this, you know, there could be multiple reasons, as we discussed, Willem, but other countries are getting ready, and states like California was, I don't know, it seems like the people pushed back, but they were trying to reinstate in a couple of weeks here the masks and the social distancing. Germany and Australia, though, in particular, Germany to reimpose mask mandate in September, despite COVID wave already losing momentum. They can see in their crystal ball into the future, though, you know, the leaders of Germany, without any globalist influence, of course, or pressure, that in September, okay, yeah, we're going to need to do this, and it's for the health of the people, and masks do work, that they don't harm, and all of this. And Australia, authorities in Australia are urging people to work from home and take boosters because coronavirus is back, is what they're telling people over in Australia, down under. So it's like, yeah, and then Biden. So everyone got the marching orders all at once, it seems. So I do think there are global factions, you know, who try to push this in waves and have a lot of people do things in the same time frame. But there are definitely factions. You know, I mean, we have this. And as far as Jewish power is concerned, they are split, it seems clear, among these two factions, and at least two factions. China, at the very least, could be thought of as a third faction, perhaps. But there are certainly conflicting and overlapping agendas. I mean, some have cooperation and some, of course, do not. I mean, even Israel is conflicted. We know that. Some are very conservative, and some are, well, over in the U.S. we have the majority, perhaps, of the conservative pressure on the social engineering. You mentioned LGBT, for example. Jewish power has a lot to do with that, if not the main facilitation of their success so far. But we have this interesting video Mike Sledge was sharing, Israel's Dilemma in Russia-Ukraine War, Why Jerusalem Can't Afford to Antagonize Putin. And it's a great example of what I'm talking about here. You know, I was watching it. It was a good little video. Israel, a U.S. ally, has reportedly barred Baltic nations like Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania from transferring its weapons. You know, they blocked their own weapons from going to Ukraine when asked, for that matter. Basically, experts say the move is driven by Israel's need to balance its relations with Russia. So they're trying to stay on the fence, and of course, you know, this Eurasian shift, you know, is real, and economically, we have the Western faction, which is losing economically. So I don't know. I see that as the major divide. What do you say on this topic, Willem?
Well, I agree with that. The West is being controlled. Subjected to controlled demolition, is being destroyed from within with the psychological operations, with the self-hatred, with the self-hatred with white people, the hatred towards our own governments, whether they're good or bad or insane people or not. We are just manipulated to hate our own governments, especially the dissident, sort of dissident people. And we have this division in the Western countries. And at the same time, especially the United States, being sucked dry by Israel. But in my view, Israel is not a U.S. Well, U.S. seems to be an Israeli proxy state, not the other way around. But Israel is a Russian proxy state, in my view. It's very much controlled by Russia since the beginning. Stalin was one of the main founders of the state of Israel. And it's been flooded with Jewish Bolsheviks in the 60s, but especially when the so-called wall fell, the other theater, when so-called communism fell, which it didn't at all, actually. It's just spreading worldwide now. So I think this is a decoy sort of kind of function which Israel, the Zionist Jewish, thing is very much clearly a problem, but it serves also as a sort of decoy for Russia and the KGB and world communism to spread from the east, actually, this tandem of China, Russia, which is also very much clearly a front, this Sino Russia, this division between China and Russia was a complete theater. If you read the books of Anatoly Golitsyn, again, he's writing it all down, and it's like 194 predictions he made, of which 139 had come to fruition in 1994 already. He's describing the whole thing, how world communism will spread and how the KGB and Marxism, Leninism will spread to the West. And Israel serves as this sort of decoy in a certain way. And I think it's very much controlled from Russia, actually, and or China, Russia, but I think mainly Russia, KGB. The Mossad is a spin-off of the Russian Cheka, Soviet Cheka, and the KGB. War by deception comes from Russia, not from from the Mossad. They say it themselves, even. Putin won the Friends of Zion Prize last year. He's continuously funding this Holocaust narrative and praising Israel. And Netanyahu is just... He just has a blind eye for Israel bombing Syria. They did like 300 sorties. In the first 3 years, in 2018 or something, nothing from Russia. Yemen is okay. I mean, in the shadows of all these operations of the U.S. in this war on terror, which was also very much supported, one of the biggest, if not the biggest supporter of the war on terror was Putin. All these wars after that were supported by Putin. Even the intelligence that so-called Bin Laden came from Afghanistan, and that Iraq was involved in terror attacks after 9/11, came from Russia, came from Putin. So I think it's this insane idea that Putin is a sort of good guy in this whole thing. But in this new Belt and Road Initiative, Eurasian project, Israel serves as the technical, this big tech center worldwide. I mean, it's already the case. Big tech is controlled from Israel. They're the main player. They have control of all this intelligence, but also the police apparatus in France, the army apparatus, the intelligence from the police and the armies from Europe are coming from Israel. I mean, it's just insane. So I think this idea that, it's a snake pit, for sure. There are divisions between these people. They think they are God, they come from God, so that gives a little bit of problem, and then you will never agree with each other, for sure, if you think you're chosen by God, or all these ludicrous ideas. So there will be division, for sure, but overall, I think Israel is very much a controlled decoy and also a sort of controlled opposition function for Russia, that all the attention goes over there.
Very good. Very good. It seems like we have the break upon us, so I'll hold off on further comment. We also have a caller on the line, so we'll definitely get to this caller. They can continue to hold. Stick around, folks, and we will be back shortly.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Thursday co-host Wilhelm Felderhoff, our latest installment of Hero Smasher. You're the only savior there's going to be, folks. It's only going to be you.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, that's a very good thing. That's a very liberating idea, that there is no savior. There is not... The most important thing, you don't need a savior. That's the most important core conviction you need to have. There, you don't need anybody to save you, whether it's a god or a messiah or a politician or Jesus or anything of this coming from any belief or anything. You don't need a savior. It's okay. You're okay. You only have to act accordingly, you know, with this core conviction. That you don't need a savior. You need to. You are your own savior. That's the thing. It's very simple, actually. And I think we need a more militant approach because this keeps us out of this sort of militant approach. It's not. It is a pleasant world, but it's also a predatory world. It's a very militant, aggressive, violent world as we see now. So you know, instead of focusing on who's going to be the savior or waiting for the savior on a very deep religious level or whatever. I think we should get rid of this and organize and act accordingly. That, because it's going to be chaos, that's for sure. That's the, I mean, we don't know how and what is going to happen, climate things or, you know, more chaos in society for sure, controlled demolitions, wars, these things are already happening. It's coming closer. So I think we need to get rid of this savior complex.
Absolutely. So many people I've seen around me, you know, in over the years, like it has to be someone or other. What, for a long time for people, perhaps it was someone like Ron Paul. And of course, and the Fed, that is an important message. I mean, there's no doubt. But I mean, since then, they needed someone. They had to cling to President Donald Trump or then they had to cling to Putin. If Putin fails them, they'll look at maybe Florida Governor DeSantis or Tucker Carlson as the new president, or they need someone that's going to...
Exactly. But yeah. This is coming from very deep core beliefs. It's coming from deep programming, from young. If you're young, you're being programmed this religious ideas, that this messianic constructs in your belief system, according a script or scripture, all these things which influence your actions in a certain way, and they influence your actions to the degree that we have become apathetic, and we don't organize, and we don't focus here on our personal interests, on our neighbors, and connect with that, and organize accordingly. At least there is the Second Amendment, which is just a sort of very, that's a magic and a great thing. We don't have it in Europe, so we have to do it in a more difficult way here even. It's very difficult, I experience. I don't know, in the United States, it must be easier to connect with people, like-minded people, and you have more tools in that sense, I think. But this savior complex is a very destructive and very limiting psychological tool to keep us passive and just hoping for this savior. It's coming from very deep. So in the end, it's irrelative if the knock on the door comes from a gang or whatever gang it is, or it's government gang or Muslim gangs or whatever. It might come. So it doesn't matter who is then this so-called savior. You know. That's very destructive, this savior complex, in my view.
Well said. I couldn't have said it any better. And so this is, again, you know, something that on the local level, we really just need to start leading by example with solutions. And, for a lot, it's easier said than done. At least I can help encourage others, you know, but I need to be successful in my own life as much as any at this. We have, we have so many people around us, of course, who are held up, you know, by one or more of these agendas. They don't see through some of them the way we do. And, that's the biggest reoccurring thing I hear from people who work in the independent media. You know, their friends and family, even, of course, are not on board. Sometimes they've alienated one or more of them just by trying to do this work in their lifetime. And Willem, you are no stranger to that. And so it's the more you know, the more challenging it can be, really, to transcend these barriers. And like following the herd, just doing what the norm is, you know, social pressure and self-censorship, not just in words, but in action, is perhaps the biggest hurdle for a lot of people, even once they find out the truth, like we do. But, there's so much more to be said on that. We have the bottom of the hour break. We'll stick around, folks, and we will be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Thursday co-host Wilhelm Felderhoff. And we were discussing a number of topics. Quickly, I'd like to just mention a couple of notes. Wilhelm, you shared an article regarding Russia's willingness to play ball with the agenda to push us toward alternative foods, including insects. You know, I've been noticing this in the U.S. I saw someone with a tweet a couple weeks ago as far as a U.S. example of the same. And they found a brand with some sort of like corn chip type of product. The brand is Actually Foods. And it's like a lot of these other companies, Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum types are pushing. And it contains crickets as one of the ingredients. If you're corn chips in the future, folks, you better check those ingredients. Make sure you're not eating crickets. But, yeah, I know you've had this article, Wilhelm, that Putin says, Russia, rather, mixing articles here, but that Russia is actually on board with the insect agenda as well. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of reports in Russia and writing about it. I mean, it's very compartmentalized, of course, this whole agenda. Putin says some things against the Jews and people quote it that he's against Israel and all this stuff. But on the other hand, they're following this global agenda with all the same concepts, whether it's COVID with this insane vaccine agenda. I mean, that would be a very red flag marker to see which government or people are online with these globalist efforts. If there's an if you wouldn't go along with this, you would oppose this COVID agenda immediately. But Russia goes along with all these agendas, the digitalization, digital passport, the vaccine agendas, all this sustainability thing with this food agendas. There is too much. And there's no freedom of speech in Russia. You cannot say anything which goes against the Kremlin narrative in Russia. That's way worse than here. So the idea that Russia is some kind of dissident player in this whole agenda is just, sorry about my language, but it's a bit retarded in my view to think that. And it comes from this savior complex, I think, that people think that Russia is some kind of opposing this because they're now with Syria. And then, but if you see the dynamics in the shadows, they're much with these agendas with a different face.
And you mentioned, well, I mean, your article mentions it's grinding up the crickets into the flour. And so at least this information did come out, and the video channel, they have a lot of discussion of the World Economic Forum agendas too. I see that the channel has a picture of Klaus Schwab right now on the face of it. But that they link to with the video, but that edwardslavsquat.substack.com, Russia Will Eat the Bugs is the name of the article, linking to the video, and it gives all the details. So the companies in Russia doing this just like over here, and, you know, same World Economic Forum, you'll eat bugs, own nothing like it. I assume they're on board with all that. I shared this other article with you earlier, maybe didn't catch it till right during the show, Willem. Putin says Russia is part of the Islamic world. And this was from Chris Black at Investment Watch blog. You know that Putin, the alleged defender of Christian values, he says, and his mentor Dugin are actively promoting Islamo-Eurasianism, have been for at least 30 years. Basically, Chris Black says, they are ardent proponents of multiculturalism, just like their Western so-called enemies. It's all theater for the masses. And then Chris Black has a quote here. Christianity officially came into Russia in the year 988. Russia is a multinational, multi-confessional country. Russia is part of the Islamic world. And he's showing some tweets at our showing the the support for Islam. It's not surprising that they're doing this now in the middle of this war. Chris says the Kremlin leans heavily on the anti-homo stuff to win support for its Islamo-Eurasian expansion agenda from right-wingers. Just sprinkle a little anti-homo pixie dust on their Abrahamic Eurasian melting pot, and gullible fools in the West will be eating out of their hand. They have nothing else to offer besides this one issue, so they keep going back to it again and again. I guess like the Putin anti-LGBT thing or whatever. Do you want to comment more on that, Willem, before we go to the phones?
Well, you nailed it with that. We could talk a lot about this stuff, but maybe we should take some phone calls regarding the time as well.
Great. Yeah, okay, let's go to... You've been waiting patiently for a while. Thank you. Don in Arizona. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Yes. I don't have a savior complex. I do vote, though. I don't think, if you're trying to tell me I'm mentally retarded because I vote, and I disagree with you. But I think there's a difference between Trump and Biden. Wait a minute. Somebody's knocking on my door. Can you just give me a couple
minutes?
Yeah,
we can keep you. Yeah, we'll come back
just
to
let
the
me
phone,
hold.
Yes,
I got to see who's knocking on my
okay,
door. Wait a
sounds
minute.
Sounds good. Sure,
is that the knock on the door we're talking about?
Hello?
Okay, so let's go to Joe in Florida. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind, sir?
Richard. Thanks for taking my call, Richard. Good to talk to you. And Willem, greetings. I actually, one of the reasons I am really in love with RBN is because people who disagree vehemently can share their opinions and do it respectfully and then still come away, hopefully on friendly terms. So, which brings me to my point about, I don't agree, Willem, with any of your prospects. In fact, I see it as kind of preposterous. There's a writer who's named, he's a complete fraud, Christopher John Bjerknes, and I'm hearing a little in what you're saying. in what that person says, which is it based on this whole theory, it's a theology thing, about, well, you know, all of Christianity is a hoax created by the Jews to deceive the Gentiles. Okay, a blasphemous and totally ridiculous idea. The thing is, if you are going to look at history, you have to look at it objectively, right? And then in this case, specifically, I'll tell you with President Putin, I actually agree, and the previous caller mentioned this, the phrase, the savior complex, I would say what I call it is the Caudillo effect, which is, you know, waiting for the guy on the white horse to come in and save us. It's a very effective way from stopping people from taking their own power back, you know? And I do think that Trump was playing that role. But I don't call it a savior complex because there is a savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through him. And there is a need for a savior. Now, politically, I would agree. You don't make your politician your savior. And then the last thing I'll just say is that President Putin actually is a real Christian. If you look at when he took power in the 91 or 92, that country of Russia was totally controlled by the Jews, completely run over by Jews. What he's done is, although they allowed him to accede to power, he has absolutely turned the tide in the Russian country. I mean, look at America today, a total Jewish slave colony versus Russia, where they actually do have the ability to practice and be open about their beliefs. That's what I would say with respect, because I love hearing different opinions, but and especially Richard, I know you're open to them. I don't know if you have any reaction.
Willow.
Well, I totally agree, and it's a good point, and I totally agree with the fact that stations like RBN and these kind of channels, they broadcast a frequency, and I think that's the main thing, where you can just express your opinions, your beliefs in freedom. And that's a very, that's the First Amendment, it's just a very, your right to do so. And it's becoming rare. So I agree that this is an important thing to just broadcast a frequency where people can just express their beliefs with respect, like you say. I don't agree with your opinions, the things you brought up, a lot of things there. I don't need a savior. I don't think you said we need, there is a need for a savior. I don't agree with it. I don't need a savior. I just want to be left alone. I don't really need a savior. I'm okay alone. I just want to be left alone. And I know what's right and wrong. I know the indefinite difference between right and wrong according to natural law principles. And I think, I mean, that's a deep discussion to go into religion. The saviors in the different religions. Jesus Christ is a savior for many Christians who think that he's coming to save us. But I have a different opinion on this, but that's okay, and I respect people.
Exactly, yeah. And I do as well, for that matter. And it's okay for us to, I mean, we don't have to all agree on religion at RBN. That's never been a focus, certainly. But no,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and let me just say, just the last thing I'll say, when we agree on 99.9% of things, I'm willing to have you guys on my team. So thanks for taking my call. God bless you.
Thank you, Joe. And
thanks,
let's
Joe.
Let's go to back to Don in Arizona. Yes, Don.
I'm here. I'm back again. I had to go to the door. But
no problem.
What I wanted to say is there's this, they got dueling rallies here in Arizona, this because Trump is having a rally for Carrie Lake. And the other guy, Blake Masters, has been in. So Mike Pence decided to come down and have dueling rallies on the same day, which is tomorrow, Friday. He wants to. So it's the rhinos versus the Trumpians, rhinos versus MAGA. And what I wanted to say is I think there's a good chance there's going to be some kind of a false flag. Something's going to go on. There's going to be some kind of shenanigans going on. Because the rhinos can't win. They're running behind. This is going to kill the rhinos in Arizona when Gary Lake gets elected. So, and they can't have that because that's no good for them. So the only thing they know how to do is try some dastardly, underhanded stuff. So that's all I got to say. I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, Willem, would you like to comment on that?
I don't know much about that. I don't have much to say on this one. Sorry.
Sure. No, let's go to Patrick in Texas. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate that, you know, that we give Israel $6,000 for every man, woman, and child a year. And that's not even counting all the military. It turns out to be like $30,000.
Well, you're fading in and out. You're fading in and out a little, Patrick. Are you just using your normal phone speaker? No headset or speakerphone? Keep talking.
Straight phone, yeah.
All right, just maybe stay by the microphone. I don't know what. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I was saying that, you know, if we don't claim what's ours and we let them claim to be, you know, the chosen people, you know, we're going to lose it. But the Scottish people knew who they are. They put it in their family documents. A lot of the Europeans all know who they are, but all of our history is being erased. Like Karl Marx suggested, get rid of a people's history and you can conquer them. And Christopher Columbus, the Jew, he didn't discover America. This goes way back before 1492. 600 A.D., we had Roman coins all over the United States. They were digging them up. You know, and the Smithsonian's, oh, they're burying and throwing stuff away, you know, burying our history. And so there's a lot to be said about that. They don't know, they control everything. They control the books, all the history. And one thing to say about this Christopher B. Jerkins guy, I listened to him debate Dennis Wise, the greatest story ever told. And he's just rude. Mean, nasty individual. I ain't kidding you. And Dennis Wise just lost his temper with him. You know, and told him, you shut your mouth. You know, he's that mad. Mm-hmm. And he said, all you're doing is you're trying to belittle somebody's hero of Adolf Hitler. You know, so Jerkins is part Jew. You know, so it all makes too much sense. And, you know, we had a brilliant guy by the name of Michael Gaddy. He's an ex-NSA operative, and he turned white hat and told us a tremendous about our history. And everything he said, things like the Republican Party before Lincoln, was started by a bunch of communists up there in Illinois. And, you know, and all in all, just over and over, we dig all this out. These people have been controlling us since the founding of this country. And we were not allowed to know that because they controlled, way back then they controlled everything. The University Press, Reuters International, created after the Civil War. We're not allowed to know any of these things, but so it's up to us to know our history and our culture and pass it on to our people by word of mouth. And I just wanted to say, don't make fun of people because they sound kind of not normal. Yeah, but we're not a bunch of nutters. We know our history, and we're not a bunch of Alex Jones wannabes. And thank you for taking my call.
Very well said, Patrick. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jay in California. Hello, Jay. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I missed a lot of the show, so forgive me if this was already covered. But in regards to whether this is all theater or if Putin is a legitimate threat to the Zionist globalists and stuff, I'm kind of on the fence. I've heard arguments both ways. Why would you have the Victoria Nuland regime change in the Ukraine and all that, the overthrow that they needed to do? If this was all going according to their plan, if everything was moving, this is all just theater, why would they be kind of scrambling right now to fix some of the things? And I'm just playing devil's advocate because I really don't know.
Of course, yeah. No, I would give a short answer suggesting that a percentage of it is theater, but not all of it. I mean, I think that these other factions are playing on the global agenda, playing ball to some extent. But, you know, there are some things that there's room to debate over without anyone's being assassinated. Willem, would you like to respond?
Well, I think that's a very interesting question he brings up there, because I think we are subjected to alchemical sorcery. We are in a huge alchemical brew. So things are being thrown in the pot, and it's a huge pot, and things are happening, and then things evolve. And alchemists just react on this. They just steer it in a certain direction. So there's going to be a thing like this coup in 2014 in Ukraine to a certain degree, because I think 99% or 95% is not aware that they are in this brew. So they just react on this. And then it goes in a certain direction. You get the dynamics, and there is a lot of compartmentalization, you know, in this hierarchical structure, which it is. So, and then it goes in a certain direction. But in the end, it goes into the direction of these alchemical sorcerers. That might be a very mystical, vague idea. But I think we are very much subjected to this this force of alchemical sorcery in a certain way. So these things happen. And then it seems that there is a savior again, that Putin is just restoring the things because we were the bad guys in the past 30 years. But I think it's going broader. And I think it's just a massive alchemical brew where we're in. And it goes, in the end, it goes in the desired direction. But an alchemist, they throw in things. It goes into a reactional thing. And then they steer it in a certain desired direction of the alchemical sorcerer. So I think that's the dynamic which it is. But that might sound a little bit vague, maybe.
Okay, well, no, that's
I
great.
Understand.
Go ahead.
It basically saying you can't control every factor. I mean, there's going to be dust that falls into the pot that they didn't realize, and it might have an effect. But even if this is all kind of going according to plan, does this mean that China and India and the whole BRICS, they're in on this too? They're everybody's lockstep with the Zio power? It's crazy, because why wouldn't they? Isn't anybody worried about this group of people taking such control?
Well, they're not aware of it. They're not aware that they're being controlled. They think they do the right thing. Like,
yes, I agree. And I'd say there are different factions of Jewish power, with influence over these various factions on the globe, I would suggest. Would you agree with that, Willem?
Very much. I think Jewish power, this alchemist sorcery, comes very much from this Babylonian Jewish, whatever you want to call it, rabbinic, Hasidic, with their religious agendas as well. They are the strongest force, Chabad Lubavitch, which is connected with Trump and Putin around them. They have a religious agenda, which is insane, but they have they apply very much sorcery on an alchemical level. And alchemy is just exactly this. It's going to be steered in the direction, because most people in the brew are hypnotized. They're under the spell. They're in the brew. So they just move along with this.
And they have no idea. And there are many subgroups. I mean, Dennis Wise was mentioned by Patrick in Texas. After The Greatest Story Never Told, covering Adolf Hitler and the two world wars, and it covers a bit before World War I as well. It's a very good documentary. But then he covered communism by the back door, but then the newest one, The Secret Masonic Victory of World War II, and he talks about how Jewish power has utilized Freemasonry very much so. So, I mean, yeah, there are a lot of people oblivious. Even within a lot of these groups, I mean, most Mason lodges are just a social club networking of business contacts for most people. Yeah, but do you want to say any more on that, Willem?
Well, yeah, and it's hard to say, but religion is a very much intrinsic part of this alchemical process.
Okay, all right. Well, no, I appreciate your call, Jay. Let's go to Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Yes.
I like RBN because they toggle my brain. I remember when my husband, teacher, a very respected one too, physics, chemistry, and all that, had to come home in the summer, and he's supposed to study this book that says, "I'm okay, you're okay." So that was probably 50 years ago. And so I see that William's still hanging on to that old stuff. And whatever the millennium comes and the real Savior, Jesus Christ, is, the Lord that God was talking about, takes over, we got a lot of books to burn, whole lot of books to burn. And I hate to see you, William, Richard, giving all these people so much time of your one little hour when you're a Christian. So I guess I'm not going to go the way Richard says go. I'm going to go the way Jesus says go. Thanks for letting me on. But I'm glad to remember, well, I'm not. I'm okay. I mean, it started a long time ago, the communists taking over this country a long time ago. First they had to get the teachers, okay? Now, of course they got the kids. Thanks. Love y'all.
Thank you for your call, Pat. I was raised with Christian upbringing from, you know, both of my parents, their families, but, you know, they weren't very devout or practicing, maybe a bit more on my mother's side, but on either, really. I went to a Catholic grade school for 8 years, so I was forced to learn it a bit, you know. We had a religion class. They made us go to some masses in parts of the year or things. But, I mean, I to this day, I mean, currently I don't actually consider myself a Christian. I hate to disappoint you, Pat, but I hope you keep listening to the show. And we have Layla, I believe. We still have Layla. Hello. Welcome to the show. You're
yes,
on the air.
Hello, Richard. Hello. I have a question for Mr. Federhofer. I think that's the correct name. But your concept of the communists under Stalin using Israel in order to control the world, I think that's a little bit outdated. I think that was correct at the time that Israel was created in 1948, and Germany certainly would have been a part of it, although we had because we have to remember that when power structures exist, they are very compartmentalized, and the upper elite is only going to allow each compartment to know what they need to know, and they often set them against each other. And as Shakespeare said, who was not a simple glove manufacturer, he had to be amongst the elite of the British royalty, but had to disguise himself. As he said, all the world is a stage. And if you look at any play that is being created by a mastermind, they always have a different people not knowing what the other people are doing, and that's what makes it a great play. I guess we're at the end of the show. I can hear music.
I'm glad to hear from you, though, Layla. It's been a while. Please call more often, and I'm glad you still listen.
Well, I listen to your show, Richard. I find you very, very informative, and I especially like your speaker, but I just wish we had more time because there are so many issues that he has raised that I would like to discuss. Unfortunately, you're limited to an hour.
Yes, ma'am. No, please call again then, and certainly on Thursdays. Thank you, Willem. Please support RBN, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards. Production
and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.